You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the Midwest Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megant Financial, Premis Health, and Voya Financial.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the Midwest Coalition of Labor, right here on 720 AM WGN. I am Ken. This is Ed. And we are very lucky today to have Brian LaRoche from the Sprinkler Fitters Local 281. Brian, what's your title?
My title is, first of all, I'd like to thank both of you for bringing me down to
of course.
Speak this morning.
Yeah, you know? Thanks for coming down.
Yeah. So my title is, I'm the Business Manager, Financial Secretary, Treasurer.
Okay. And what does that mean in plain English?
Basically, the buck stops with me.
Yeah, I
do everything. I pay the bills. I make a lot of the major decisions.
What's the size of the Sprinkler Fitters local?
A little over 1,400 members.
Okay. And where does it span?
We cover Cook County, DuPage, Will, Grundy, Kendall, Kane, McHenry, and Lake in Illinois, and the northern portion of Lake and Porter in Indiana.
Okay.
So what kind of work do you do? I'm guessing fire sprinklers.
Yep. So we basically, the easiest way to describe what we do is we would, basically we're pipe fitters that specialize in fire protection. So all fire suppression systems, we install, maintain, inspect, test throughout our jurisdiction.
And you have a training program for this?
Absolutely. 5-year apprenticeship program.
Wow.
Yep. And right now we have 196 apprentices in the program.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. How would somebody get into that? Is it a year-round open, or is it open just during certain times of the year?
No, actually we open usually every other year, and then we assemble a list by interviews and application process and a testing and aptitude testing process. And then what we'll do is we'll work off of that list, and as we bring in classes, we work right off that list.
When you're an apprentice in your trade, do you actually go out and work?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
So you earn while you learn.
Yep, exactly. And actually, we as they attend school, you know, in the first year, they'll attend school one day a week. And then later in their apprenticeship, they'll be biweekly. They get paid whatever rate of pay they're at in their apprenticeship.
It's
paid school.
They get paid to attend a class.
Correct.
So unlike college, where we're paying, bazillions of dollars to send our kids to college, you're actually paying them to sit and learn.
Correct.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
So for those of you that are listening out there, I'm going to pivot for a second here. You know, once again, you want to get a good middle-class life. You don't need to go to college. And there's, again, nothing wrong with going to college, obviously, but the myth of you have to go to college to get a good job is simply that. It is a myth. You want to earn while you learn. What does a journeyman sprinkler fitter make?
A journeyman sprinkler fitter will make $53.25 an hour right now. And then with their benefits and their total package, they'll be over $86.
That's absolutely
amazing. So it's $55 an hour just in wages, and then healthcare, retirement savings, everything else doesn't come out of that wages. That's additional in benefits.
Yes.
That's okay. And it's not even free training. I'm amazed by this. You're getting paid to learn.
Yeah, that's amazing. Right.
Where else do you find that?
Yeah.
In the building trades.
Right.
in the unions, that's where you find that.
Real quick, for folks listening out there, where can people learn more? Do you have a website?
Yeah, www.sprinklerfitterschicago.org. And like I said, if you contact us on the website, we'll let you know when the next time we open up for applications. And it's a great trade. It's been great to me and my family. And
it's a niche, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is,
it
right?
Is.
You're learning a very specific skill, and in my humble opinion, it's a skill. Hopefully that's going to be needed, obviously, forever, because you need fire suppression in buildings. And buildings that don't have it, you see, right, these horror stories of they didn't have a sprinkler system or it wasn't working. And so, like you said earlier, it's property and life.
Correct.
Right?
Saving property and saving lives daily. Every single one of my members that are out there installing sprinkler systems on a daily basis, they're out there saving lives.
You got to feel good about that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
We're talking to Brian LaRoche, the head of the Sprinkler Fitters, Local 281. So something else that's important right now that I think you've been very active with is the Workers' Rights Amendment. This is coming up on the ballot on November 8th. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about this amendment and how you're involved?
I'll say this. this is how involved we are. I had my organizer drive me down with a 16-foot banner truck pushing workers' rights. So that's how involved I am. And it was a bumpy ride, but it was well worth it. We got a lot of people waving and everything. So
this is a priority to your membership.
Priority number one. This is the largest political initiative that Sprinkler Fitters Local Union 281 UA has taken in its existence.
Really?
We've been around since 1901.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's that important.
That important. I mean, it comes down to workers' rights, pretty simple. I mean, it involves everyone that gets up in the morning.
Every worker.
And goes out to work
every
to
worker.
Support their family.
It doesn't say union in there.
No, absolutely not.
It's for every single worker in Illinois.
Yeah. I mean, we have the ability, you know, in front of us to put every working man and woman and our members first on the ballot. We're on the ballot.
It's about time we're on the ballot. Yep.
And I was out in Maryland a couple weeks back with all the other United Association business managers, and I had people coming up to me constantly, and they were asking me, do you really have the opportunity to put it into your state constitution?
And the answer is yes.
Yes.
Absolutely we have the opportunity.
And we're working every day to try to make it happen.
So let's talk about that. This is a constitutional amendment, correct?
Mm-hmm, correct.
And what that does, we've had some discussion over the past couple of weeks with various other labor leaders, is it takes politics out of the equation, correct?
Absolutely, yep.
So explain that.
Well, I'd like to say, you know, I was just talking to a group the other day, and this is our opportunity to protect our families, our communities, and our state. I mean, we've got the ability to vote yes for safe work sites, for safe workplaces. I mean, we're not just talking about the building trades here. We're talking about nurses, first responders,
Absolutely. Everybody, all workers. Police,
yep.
firefighters, yep. Everybody. So yep. public employees and private sector employees.
Exactly.
Every single worker.
Yep.
There's no distinction in this constitutional amendment that distinguishes between a public sector worker and a private sector worker, correct?
Absolutely. And we're going to have the ability to vote yes to collectively bargain for fair wages and fair benefits. And the big thing for me is we're going to be able to vote yes. So it doesn't matter who's in the executive mansion in Springfield or who's in the General Assembly and walking into the Capitol, because we are going to have our rights constitutionally protected.
That's a great point. So it doesn't matter what you know, whether you lean Republican, whether you lean Democrat, whether you're an independent, whether you're Green Party, it just doesn't matter.
Yep.
This takes politics out of the equation, because let's face it, I think we can all agree that most of us simply don't like politicians, right? I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You know, some politicians are great. There's no question about it. Some really care and are in it for the right reasons, but some are not, and some have an agenda. If you remember several years ago when billionaire Bruce Rauner came in and literally tried to break the unions.
Correct.
And what did he wind up with? He wound up with a one-term, useless 4 years of nothing, because we kicked the snot out of him, mm-hmm. if you will. So this would resolve that issue. So the next Bruce Rauner that comes in, the only way that he's going to do it is try and get another constitutional amendment passed, right? He's not going to be able
Absolutely.
To come in and change a law that would take away bargaining rights, safety, workplace safety, matters in which you can bargain over, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And as you said, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. This is workers protecting themselves from politicians. If a politician wants to come in and make a rule that takes money out of your pocket, they will not be able to do that if this amendment passes. And that's why this is so important for every single worker. There's no excuse if you say, well, I'm against Democrats, so I'm not voting for this. There's nothing D, nothing R, nothing that leans either direction on this. This is a pro-worker, anti-politician initiative.
How have your members reacted to this push?
I think they actually, did an initiative in which I had my officers, my full-time officers and my elected officers, we delivered a yard sign, a workers' rights yard sign, to every single one of my members
Wow.
that reside in the state of Illinois. I mean,
Wow.
it was over 1,000. It took us about a month, but I had nothing but excellent response.
That's great.
A lot of it was going out and just talking to them face-to-face and educating mm-hmm. them about it, that it isn't. This is not a partisan issue.
Absolutely. And if each one of your members, right, brought three people with them to the ballot,
mm-hmm.
we win.
Meat plus three.
I like it. Yep. I never heard that. Meat plus three.
So if you're out there listening and you support the Workers' Rights Amendment, if you plan to vote yes on the Workers' Rights Amendment, which we hope you do, talk to other folks out there. Talk to other workers that might be on the fence about it or hearing something else about it, and get them to come with you and vote, because it's going to be a close election. Anytime that a constitutional amendment comes up for election, it's always a close one.
We really, really appreciate your coming down here today. Really, really important, and it's really great to talk to you. I know that you're a new business manager, correct?
Correct. I took office in July 1st, so it's...
And you've already lost all your hair?
A little bit before July 1.
Streamlining.
Yeah. Well, listen, you have been listening to Brian LaRoche, business manager and financial secretary of the Sprinkler Fitters Local 281. We really appreciate your coming down here.
One more time, can we get that website?
www.sprinklerfitterschicago.org.
Be sure to check that out.
You're listening to WGN 720 AM, the Workers' Mic, powered by the Midwest Coalition of Labor. I'm Ken Edwards, along with Ed Maher.
Stick around.
Thank you so much. Stick around.